This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand. University of California postdocs and researchers returned to work yesterday after nearly a month-long strike. Tens of thousands of their colleagues, though, are still on the picket lines. Across the country, New York Times reporters walked off the job last week for one day, and adjunct faculty at the New School just ended their month-long strike. There's been a growing unionization movement among white-collar workers, and we're going to discuss that now and how it affects the broader labor movement with Lane Wyndham, labor historian at Georgetown University. Welcome to Press Play, Lane.
Hi, Madeline. It's great to be here with you.
Great to have you. Well, I think when we think of labor strikes, most of us picture factory workers or railroad workers, blue-collar workers, in essence, joining the picket lines. But now we're seeing in the news and on our TV screens and in our social media feeds and everywhere that many, many white-collar workers are picketing, protesting, walking off the job. What's driving that?
You know, 2022 has absolutely been a year of a labor revival, and we've been seeing it being driven by the nation's youngest workers, Gen Z workers, millennials, and many of them are putting their labor activism into their professional jobs, right? So we've seen it, as you said, at the UC system, where we had grad employees and researchers who struck at the New School. But, you know, there's lots of organizing and activity on campuses. I don't know if you know this, but right there in your area at the College of the Canyons in Santa Clarita, a number of adjunct faculty went on strike this week. We're seeing it really all over the country, and it is part of a revival of labor activism, not only at universities or among professional workers, but really among workers of all stripes.
Well, so what's different now? Because faculty pay, at least for non-tenured faculty, has been notoriously terrible for decades. So why now?
Well, that's a great question. The pandemic made a huge difference. Because lots of people went without pay raises during the period of the pandemic. And really, in many ways, it's bigger than that. The pandemic kind of changed what people are willing to accept from a job. There's far more public awareness about how poorly workers have been treated. Think about it. During the pandemic, we celebrated all those essential workers, banged pots and pans for them, saluted nurses, et cetera. And then people went back to those same old dead-end kind of jobs with no respect. People's wages, as you were saying, remain very low, too low to cover rising housing, education, healthcare costs. And so during the pandemic, people began to say, you know what? It's not worth it. I'm not going to do this anymore. And not only that, they began to realize how important issues like childcare and family leave and sick leave, these were some of the issues that were at the core of the University of California system strike. And so what you see is people are stepping up and demanding more.
And UC workers, as well as the New School faculty, are part of the UAW, the United Auto Workers Union, which is interesting. How did that come to be?
Oh, that's a great question. So, you know, a quarter of the UAW members in this country are actually on university campuses across this country. 100,000 of the 400,000 members are based at universities, and it's at the University of California system, other public systems like in Massachusetts, but also at private schools like NYU, Columbia. These also workers there are represented by the UAW. So back in the 1980s, there was a union that was called the Retail Wholesale Distribution and Service Workers that merged, and they began basically organizing more in the professional areas. But a lot of those academic workers and other professional workers like nurses said, hey, how can we build power? Where's an organization that's going to support us as we take on these powerful employers? And a lot of them actually turned to the UAW. So they were demanding that the union you know, help them in their organizing efforts. And and today that means that about a quarter of UAW members are these university workers.
So, yeah. So as auto workers are no longer as unionized as they used to be, and these jobs are moving overseas or to right-to-work states, this could perhaps shore up the traditional unions. However, when you look at the numbers, the sheer numbers of union membership, it's really a lot lower than it was in its heyday. It's basically half of what it was in the early 1980s. So do you expect that there will be a significant increase in union membership to make up for all the loss?
You know, it's a good question. I think that what we are going to see over the coming years is a continued level of labor union organizing, labor activism. We will see more strikes, more efforts. However, our labor law system in this country is so broken that it is very difficult for workers to jump through all the hoops that it takes to form a union and get a union contract in this country. And we need to look no farther than what's happening with the Starbucks workers. 267 Starbucks stores, the workers have voted for a union in a year, but none of them have a contract yet. And that's because, in part, because our labor law is basically tilted towards the employers. And Starbucks has been able to manipulate this week labor law and not sit down and not sign a contract with these workers. And so do I think we'll see continued activism? Yes. Will that translate into higher union membership numbers? We'll see. I think it's difficult for that to happen within the current labor law system in this country because it's so broken.
Still, you see a Gallup survey from earlier this year suggesting that nearly 70% or more than 70% really of American workers approve of unions. That's really high, the highest point in 60 years. And as you say, Gen Z is more pro-union than any other generation. So things could change, I guess, maybe strength in numbers or at least strength quality over quantity. Maybe there are more precision strikes that might get more accomplished than just sheer numbers.
Well, I think that you've really hit on it in that there is enormous support for unions. Other polling shows us that at least half of workers who don't already have a union say they would like to form one. They'd like to join one tomorrow if they could. Again, our system is so broken that it's hard for them to do that. And so what workers are going to have to do is basically go around the current legal system. So perhaps at Starbucks, we'll see those workers demanding a union contract in a way that doesn't actually go through the National Labor Relations Board. Hmm. And I think that in many ways is going to be the future for the Gen Z and the millennials who are showing such interest in unions.
Lane Wyndham, labor historian at Georgetown University. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
All right. This is the penultimate day of our season of giving back. Speaking of rewarding labor, hi, Matt Gillum. Matt Gillum is with me now. He is KCRW News anchor and we are here, both of us here, to ask you to go online, go on your phone, whatever it is, become a member today of KCRW. Tomorrow's the last day of the drive, so now's the time to do it. KCRW.com/give, 800-605-2279. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Madeline. It's great to be with you. I'm in the noon hour. This is uncharted radio territory for me.
I know. Welcome aboard, my friend.
Well, thank you for allowing
me to help
over
here.
Press play here. Indeed, it is. Penultimate. I think that might be our vocab word of the day. We always find a good one. It is the penultimate day of the Season of Giving Back pledge drive here at KCRW, and we are looking for your support. We've got a goal this for Press Play. We're looking to hear from about 15 people, raise a few bucks to keep shows like Press Play, to keep me and Madeline able to bring you the news and the conversations you rely on each and every day. But we can't do that without your help.
No.
So KCRW.com/give is how you do it online. Or you dinosaurs, Luddites like myself still love the phone. So 800-600-KCRW is the phone number if you want to go that route.
Hey, if you're truly special, you'll get a Luddite-like postcard from Matt Gillum, which I was fortunate to receive recently from one of your travels. So thank you for that. Oh, all
well,
hail Luddites.
So Yes, yes. Fossils like me. But we certainly don't keep the world turning. We do keep the Postal Service in business, though.
Well, thank goodness for that. 800-600-5279, kcrw.com/give. Speaking of old-fashioned activities, meeting up in public with other people, we have an opportunity for you. If you become a member, we could give you a VIP admission for two to Freeze. We are drawing a winner, a lucky winner tonight. The Freeze Art Fair is in February, and you and a friend could win a VIP admission to go check out all that great art. And so this is your last chance. Donate by midnight tonight to be entered to win these two VIP tickets to the Freeze Art Fair, which is really, really fun. Matt, have you been to Freeze? Are you an art fiend? Do you like going to these art fairs?
I mean, I have not been to the Freeze Festival or something comparable. I do enjoy walking around museums, if that's similar, but it has been a while. I honestly don't think I've ventured out to a museum since you know, 2019 and all of that. So when I was on my trip, I did. So yeah, but I need to go to an LA museum.
All right. Well, we do connect you to all the art and culture in the LA area here at KCRW. If you appreciate that, please support it. KCRW.com/give. And thank you, Matt. And we'll talk to you in a bit.
Sounds good.
Coming up, first-time novelist and now first-time showrunner Taffy Brodesser-Ackner is here to talk about Fleischman Is in Trouble, about competing views of a failed marriage.
You spend enough time with someone and you get comfortable enough and they tell you a story, you start to wonder what the other people in this story would say if they were there.
Taffy Brodesser-Ackner is here next on Press Play.